Tony.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. And this is Leatrice Fullerton, a mother of two living in Kalamazoo, Michigan. She was the first in her family to go to college, and she went on to get a master's degree in social work. But since graduation, Leatrice hasn't been able to find steady work. Right now, she doesn't have a job, and she struggles financially. As we'll hear from her, Leatrice has some additional challenges, too. But she has dedicated herself to raising successful kids.
My name is Leatrice Fullerton. I have a 7-year-old daughter, her name is Destiny, and a 1-year-old son, his name is Aaron. I was born with a condition called congenital glaucoma with cataracts. I have no vision in my left eye, just color. And in my right, there's color, but no fine detail. If my children were smiling, I wouldn't see that. Or if they were giving me the I have an attitude look going on, I would not know that. When I had Destiny, I was really concerned about how would I teach her how to read and write on her own.
The apes brought grapes and some picnic chairs. See the apes? And there goes the bear.
Look at the apes. Look at the apes. I was able to read to her because I have a teacher consultant who gave me children's books in Braille, and she would Braille some children's books for me, and I was able to read to Destiny that way. But I didn't know how I was going to be able to teach her how to write. And so I was talking with someone at the Commission for the Blind, and she gave me the idea of putting screen behind a piece of paper on a clipboard. So when Destiny would attempt to write a letter, then I would be able to feel it because I've had vision before. I know what letters look like.
Noodles and sprinkled all with cheese. Look, Aaron, that a poodle is a dog.
When it came down to teaching her how to read, I would use my computer and I would type a letter and ask her what it was. My computer has voice output, so if I told her to type a letter A and she hit L, then I would hear L. And it ended up being beneficial because now she's, you know, at the top of her class as far as reading goes. And I'm very proud of that. And it's something that I can do now with my 1-year-old when it comes down to teaching him different things.
Yay! Clap, Aaron. Clap for your sister. She read the book.
I think it's very important in order to go far that my children go into every situation with that I think I can, I know I can mentality. I also think it's very important that my children are aware of where they came from. Poverty and aware of where they can go. I want to see them go far. It's going to take a lot, but I know they can do it.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.